entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by our quest to be number one. Even though I have incredible power, because I am the Internet, I will not use that power to cheat and raise this show to number one artificially. No, we will do it the right way, through hilarious stories, relevant topics, listener interaction, and by skipping a week so Katrina can help her father take care of the cows. Wait, Katrina, you're fired. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
I'm still here, bitch!
You're just a free woman now, that's what it is.
I'm not fired.
You sound like you're a little concerned that you actually might be.
She's
no, I
fired.
Know better. I know better.
You know better?
Because you would not do this show without me. You would just make a new show.
That's true. That's why we didn't do one last week.
That is true.
But this is, I mean like a different show, a different titled show by new show.
Would you have been mad if I would have just started a new show last week?
Meh.
And you just never did another show again?
Probably if I never did another show again.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. It's the right attitude, because in our quest to become number one...
Well, I want to be number one.
Okay.
I'm not just...
I think in our quest to become number one, we also have to announce the name of the show within the
probably helps.
Of the show.
Yes. What is this?
So welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
Yay! We're here. Woo. We're live. We're back. We did take a week off. Katrina seriously had to help her father with the cows. We're going to find out exactly what was so important and what help he needed here in a bit.
That was she looked like this is going to be a story where Seth plays the music a lot.
I don't know what she's going to say. We literally haven't talked in almost 2 weeks, I think.
Pretty much.
Like, she came over about 2 hours before the show, so that's probably the only reason we haven't talked in 2 weeks.
But even then, you're like, well, don't talk about anything.
Yeah, we didn't really
show.
Say much.
Don't
I just went and bought some Pokemon cards, but that's beside the point. So anyway, welcome to the show. We're live. We're here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. in Guam, and what is it?
2 a.m. in London.
2 a.m. in London, yeah.
I was going to say, I couldn't remember where it was, but I was like, 2 a.m. We always talk about
so,
2 a.m.
If you live in any of those places, be sure to tune in and listen. This is historic episode number 23, and it's brand new for May 7th. 2015. So, yay us! And I think that's it. I mean, you can call us, you can text us, we are live. The phone number is 505-750-0304. If you're watching us live, it's on the screen. Don't be dumb. Just put it in your phone, type up some words, and hit send, and it'll arrive to us post-haste. It'll be incredible.
Post-haste.
And if you want to tweet us, you can do that at OT Internet, although we don't tweet. On our quest to become number one, we should tweet more.
I realized that when I tweeted
probably
today, that I really needed to do that more.
But let's start by announcing the show properly. And then we'll slowly work our way to tweeting.
I mean, it can be a slow process.
We don't have to do
That's
everything
fair.
At once. Baby steps.
Yeah. Okay.
Baby steps. So anyway, welcome to the show. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
So I guess that's it. Yeah. Today on the show, I guess we have a lot to catch
lot
up
show
on.
Prep.
Like Katrina needs to talk about her nails.
Mm-hmm.
Her trip to the chiropractor, her wedding.
No, I need to go.
Oh, she needs to go to the chiropractor, moving, and can we, while the music's fading out, can we just take a moment, just real quick. Let's go ahead and fade the music out. Go ahead.
Not a pad.
No.
Pad and fade out? All nostalgic-like.
It's gone now. Oh, it's back. I would just like everyone to notice.
I knew those could do that.
How lovely it is.
We don't have Voldemort?
That Matthew's not here tonight.
Yay, it's my favorite. And it's perfect because I want to take pictures.
Oh. You didn't want him creeping on you?
No. It just kind of worked out that way.
Also, Engineer Man, Colby just texted me and said, what the hell, bro? No live stream.
What? We're going to have to call you Voldemort.
Yeah, almost.
I don't think he turned them off.
I think the most surprising fact, though, is that Colby is trying to watch us live.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
that
think
is surprising.
About that.
What's up with that?
Yay!
I thought Colby had moved to Sahara Desert. And
I thought Colby hated me.
I thought he was dead. I mean...
Also, can you turn Chris down a little bit?
Like, no, I like being louder than everyone. No,
it's kind of not okay.
She's just blasting my ears.
Good.
She's not that loud.
Well, she might be the same volume as us. I just want her to be quiet.
Hey. I
she barely talks anyway. Just let it be.
I think Cameron's doing a great job. He needs to know Chris needs to be quieter than us.
So, Colby, are we up and going, running?
I would assume we're up and going and running and all that, but who cares? We don't care about the
Because you can
audience.
Listen to us. Yeah, we do.
We do?
On our road to be number one, we need people to listen to us.
I thought on our road to be number one, we needed to get more downloads.
Which means we need people to listen.
Yeah, but the live stream doesn't count as listen.
But if they like the live stream, they'll be able to tell their friends more.
I don't know. If you go to a
now
concert,
really
do you buy the
quiet.
CD? No, you're not.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay, I guess so. So anyway, how great is it that Matthew's not here?
It's amazing.
It's so great.
It is. This is like the good old days, only I don't think we ever had those because our show started when Matthew was all here already.
Well, yeah. Not unless you go to the really good old days.
The really,
Cameron
before
was
even
here.
Cameron was
before
here.
Before this was all here.
Before when I had everything under my own control. And
yeah,
I,
and you were so angry all the time.
What, am I not angry anymore? Is that what you're saying?
You're just a little less angry because you don't have all that to deal with. When there's technical issues, you just kind of watch them take care of it. And then if you have to, you'll
I would
get up.
Feel like that would make me more angry because I'm kind of a control freak.
But it's hilarious because half the time the technical issues are because Matthew lays on a keyboard.
God, he's so bad. When we redesigned the studio to this new layout, we literally Velcroed the iPad, which plays all of our intros and outros, to the wall. So he no longer had the opportunity to lay on it.
Stupid.
Yeah. So we solved that problem. But now we just have to worry about him ripping it off the wall.
Nah.
Again, so... with his giant Hulk hands.
Well, you know, Whitey's got to pay, and the payment is baby hands.
That was close
really?
To Hulk hands. That's why I played it.
Really?
Yeah, and I do really enjoy how Cameron has put that on the OTI board. Like in all times past, when I've ventured to play these weird effects that have mm-hmm. happened in our absence, I've gone to another show's board. There's this one called General that I've went to. Somehow Baby Hands has snuck onto the OTI board.
I actually thought you were on a different board, and
no,
that's why you clicked
no,
that.
No, everything on here is ours. We got the Detroit. We got the horses.
I see
you.
I see my name on there a few times.
But
so.
For some reason... Oh, we also have this. Now, this is also new. So.
That's cool.
I guess that's good. That's that's on
replay
there.
That. Because that almost sounds like my voice. So that's where I'm like, please.
No, they moan.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
No, because then you will make that one of the things. I'm smarter than that, people.
What if I play something under it? Like a music bed under it? And you
no, might. Not so, going to help.
Okay, there's also this
Let's just
here.
Say that sounds like me.
What about
Let's
this?
Just say that's mine.
Oh, okay, that's THX. That was for our show. Okay. All right, I think that's it that's
cool.
snuck on here.
I have no idea what that is.
The THX noise?
Well, we don't have to worry about that.
I was going to play this like 4 weeks ago when we never did it. Because we ran out of time talking about nonsense.
That normally
That's usually
happens.
What happens.
Because THX changed their sound.
Oh, okay.
And so this is the old one, and they have a new one, and it sounds exactly like that one. So
I was going to say, that did sound like the old one. That's great.
Was that intentionally put on our board for some reason?
Probably.
No, actually. I really have no idea.
Maybe he didn't do that one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe that was one of those accidentals.
I appreciate the baby hands. I don't understand what the baby hands means, but
no,
I like it.
I don't think you have to.
I don't think you do.
I mean, the fact you like it, it makes it worth it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of a creepy sentiment, but I like it anyway.
Sentiment?
Yeah, sentiment.
There you go.
Whatever. Sorry that I don't slow down and dictate for... We should all talk like proper English gentlemen and make sure we enunciate every syllable.
That's so great. I can't even make fun of that because that was really good.
I have great diction.
I'm just like staring
at you like,
I'm just
too impatient to do
Wah.
It. I'm just too impatient to have it. So
that's crazy. I have none of those things.
That's okay. That's okay. That's why I've chosen you as my co-host. I'm like, who cannot talk? Katrina, put her on the air. That's what happened.
The sad thing is I can't speak, but I'm actually very intelligent.
I don't disagree with that. It's just no one would know.
I just,
it because
you just no one else can actually
your,
understand it yes. to know that there's a brain in here.
When you write in things, it's very smart. But when
yeah,
people
when I write
listen
things.
To your words and they hear,
do we don't we do talk
exactly.
about that last show,
yeah, it's
we?
A little
which up, happens
little
in real life. It's
it
not
does.
Just like when I'm on the air.
Yeah,
it always
happens,
happens
all the time.
Yeah, you don't have any jitters for this show anymore. This is just you.
Nope.
Doing things like
I'm getting it so hard.
Yeah, you know, it's just. Yep. It's just you. But
yeah, that's me.
Anyway, so Voldemort's not here tonight. It's Woo! Fantastic. Yay! So, okay, can we just... Let's just start with the cows. Because you weren't here last week. I will take... Okay, so in April, we basically skipped two shows. And the blame is equally split.
Yep.
The first time we skipped because I didn't want to do this. Because y'all weren't listening hard enough. And then I decided that instead of you listening harder...
You needed to work harder.
We should try harder. And dagnabbit, that's what we're going to do. So tonight, Yay. I have no show prep. I scribbled some stuff on a notepad. We're working real hard to bring you the best quality
baby
content.
Steps. Baby steps.
It's baby steps.
Yep.
I used my hand. It's manual labor. All right.
There you go. That's impressive for you.
So you say people you know that work with their hands, they're blue-collar Americans. You know, they understand the quality of life. That's what I did today. I worked with my hands and wrote show prep.
Do you understand the quality of life?
On the top half of one page notebook paper. That's exactly what
I took about the same amount of room.
Yeah, see? So we together make one whole page of show prep.
Which we duplicated because you wrote half my stuff down.
Yeah.
So the first time was my fault. Then we came back, we did a week, and we decided to go on our quest to be number one. No, we only did
one. We only did one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We skipped one, then did one, then we skipped one, and that was
now we're here, and no more skipping.
Probably no more skipping.
Unless no more skipping until the end cows. Of until the end of the month.
Until until June.
We're I leave.
Episode in June.
Uh oh.
I just realized
you have an announcement to make, don't you?
I just realized I booked my flight on a Wednesday.
Oh.
So I could have flown out on Thursday, but didn't I was like, oh, one more day, same price. Let's go Wednesday.
Didn't even think of the show.
Oh yeah.
Can you do it live from Michigan?
I could.
That'd be fantastic.
I'll call in.
When are
just
you?
Just remind me.
When are you leaving?
The 27th in the morning,
like, of May or June.
I think I leave at like one.
Is this May or June?
May 27th.
So we're gonna miss 2 weeks in a row.
Why?
Because we'll miss when we're at my parents.
Oh, poop.
No, it's okay. We're gonna. It's gonna be three. Because I'm just saying because I fly out on the 27th. I'm gonna stay until like the 8th and then we're driving back, so that's gonna take 2 days, so I think I'm gonna get back on like a Thursday.
We're gonna get back because we're missing, we leave the 6th, but then we'll get back the
11th. We'll miss one because we get
we'll
back
miss
on a Thursday.
One in that
so like
period.
I can call in to two shows is what I'm getting.
But we're
at.
Do we leave on a Thursday?
We leave on a Saturday and we get back on a Thursday.
All right, so we'll only miss one show because of us, but you'll also will miss that episode, so we'll still blame you.
It's fine. I'm missing three episodes. It's all on me. Oh. I'm the shitty co-host.
Oh, my God. Well, why did we even come back, Cameron?
Oh, no, I think it's worth coming back. Because we're still going to be here three more weeks.
On our quest to be number one, I have decided that we're going to do two episodes, then take a month break, then do two episodes and take a month break.
Science!
That's what that's how you're going to keep me forever.
Yeah. Well, you're moving, aren't you still? Is that happening?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not keeping
When's
forever.
That happening?
Depends on when I get a job, but I'm hoping July.
So, we're not going to have an episode from the last week of May until the second week of June. Then it's totally possible that in July, we will no longer even have a show because you won't live here anymore.
I haven't taken my exam, and I haven't fixed my resume, and I have not even applied to a job. So
yes, but you can do all that with a bag of beef jerky. And a late night.
I cannot take my exam with a bag of beef jerky.
By the way, guys, you're fired.
Oh, we're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. The show's canceled. Okay. Sorry. It's over.
It would save us a lot of time. I mean, should we just cancel the show after, like, next week's episode?
No.
I mean, at some point, we've got to decide that we're not doing any more episodes and to stop saying we're live every Wednesday night because we won't be.
For 3 weeks.
I'm going to do the show.
Maybe we should end the week before Katrina leaves.
That's what I was thinking. Like, let's do it. And then when I know that I'm moving.
2 weeks from now?
When I know I'm moving,
no,
I can be like, hey.
I did not mean when she was moving. I meant do two more episodes.
I'm announcing it now. Our final show will be next week.
No. No.
Cameron, get us a cake.
No.
I think we have two more weeks. We can do two more.
Yeah, I'm not leaving till the 27th.
And the show is done for.
The 27th is like 3 weeks from now.
I know.
2 weeks from now.
Which means we've got time to do
we
more.
We have two Wednesdays. We've got the 13th and the 20th. So we've got two more episodes. Cause then
we take 3 weeks off?
Yeah. And then we can do three more.
Because the 27th Katrina's gone. The 3rd Katrina's gone. And the 10th, we're gone.
Okay.
And then we've got the 17th,
which will be
the 24th.
And we'll be here.
And then July 1st.
And we'll be here. We have to do it until, like, I have my bachelorette party. People want to know how lame it's going to be.
So we'd have to be, we'd have to go to the 8th.
We're literally doing 3 episodes. Then taking 3 episodes off.
No, we're doing 2 episodes. Well, I guess 3.
I'm just going to call into the episode.
We're doing 3 episodes, then taking 3 off, then 3 again. And then taking probably infinite off.
Infinity.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
Yep.
And you just now thought of this, didn't you? Realized what you were doing.
No, I didn't.
I feel like you realized.
No, I realized
how close it was.
No,
I realized right now.
No.
Because I feel like you would be telling me. Because we had some pretty serious conversations, you know, pulling back the curtain over the last couple weeks about, do we even keep doing this show? Is it worth it? Are people listening? And then we kind of decided, yes, we like doing it. Let's keep doing it. Let's do it for the fans that are listening. And this whole time you knew that at best we were going to do 4 episodes before we took a month off. And then you helped the cows,
Seth,
and we're going to do 3
Seth,
episodes. Yes.
I live in a bubble.
Uh-huh.
And I am not aware of what is going on in the next week, let alone the fact that, like, July is only so many weeks away.
So it did sneak
to
up
me,
on you.
To me, July still feels like 6 months away.
But
like,
it's not.
Still feels
it's
like
not.
It's so far.
It's less than so 60 far. Days from now.
So my epiphany just now was the fact that, oh, shoot, I booked my flight on a Wednesday. I should have known better than to book it on a Wednesday.
But it's not really about the Wednesday more than the fact that you're leaving in July. And, like, or you could be leaving in July.
Yeah.
To be fair, you could be.
Yeah.
And when we talked about that in October, that seemed so far away.
Yeah.
And it's not far away anymore, and we're being more flippant with the schedule of the show than ever.
Well, it's summer. It always gets like this for us in the summer.
Well, it's like
it's always been like that.
Well, I know, but it shouldn't be. Like, okay, it's like this. So we're a long-running television show. Okay, we have 80-some episodes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Total, if you include the back catalog of Life, which I do because it's the exact same freaking show.
We still haven't made it to 100.
No. And we won't either.
Yes, we will, damn it.
No, I don't think we will.
It is my goal.
Let's see how many episodes we have total. So right now, this is episode 23 of On the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 23 of On the Internet. And then Life. Currently, we have 65 episodes of that. So this is episode 88 total.
So we'd have to do 12 more episodes.
We have to do 12 more episodes.
And we're taking a 3-week break.
To get to 100. So we'll get to 90 before you go on vacation. And then we have to do 10 episodes before you move.
I think we can handle that.
10 episodes is 2.5 months. So let's say when you get, let's say this June is when we start, we have to do 10 more episodes. Okay. That means we have to make it to the middle of August without skipping any episodes.
And, like, the week, are you going on a honeymoon or the duo retreat?
And I would like to mention to you that the middle of August is your wedding.
No, it's the second week of August, yeah.
Yes.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. So there's no chance we're going to make it to 100
coming
episodes.
Coming up really fast.
It would be highly ironic. Yeah, ironic, I think, is the right use of this word. If you really did quit on episode 100. I live in sand for so long. There's only 88 episodes till Katrina quits. And this whole time, it was true.
Oh, goodness.
I don't like where this conversation went.
I don't even know how we got started with this. We went from you putting your cows in the cow taco to the show is, as Cameron just so eloquently put it, the show is doomed. It is doomed. So in our quest to be number one, we quit. We're going to be the number one dead show of all time. It's like we're friends. And this is like our final season of the TV show Friends.
Oh, don't do that.
And in the final season of the TV show Friends, instead of doing the best television they had ever done, they did 6 episodes separated by months of time and then ended with no fanfare whatsoever.
So Mad Men.
No, Mad Men's ending great. How dare you?
Yeah, but they split up their episodes in a really long period
they
of
did.
Time.
That is accurate. But they still do it week to week.
That is true.
Mad Men doesn't do two episodes, then take a month, then do one episode, then take a month, then do six, then take a month. That's not how it works. But anyway, so are people asking questions on Periscope?
Yeah.
Just yell them out.
Oh, okay.
The show's over. Okay. Who cares?
No,
we don't have time to become number one. We don't have enough time to work our way up to number one.
Let them know where they can find you on Twitter.
Okay, you can watch us live at duo.com/live. Duo is spelled D-E-W-O-H, like the dew on a leaf, and O, like 10 minutes ago when I realized this was our last episode of the show, basically.
This is our last episode.
It's pretty close.
Katrina, we could do two more. We can go out on 90. We can have a big 90 party, and Cameron can make us a cake.
I don't like this.
I'm drinking water. Yeah.
I'm drinking
water.
Starbucks.
Someone agrees.
Yeah, the show is doomed.
Well, on our quest to be number one, all we've talked about is how we're quitting.
Well, I wasn't going to. This is not one of our topics, by the way.
Not
this
at
is
all.
Not one of our labor-intensive written
This is how this always
notes.
Happens.
I love looking at Katrina's face right now because she's literally like, oh my God, the show's actually over. And she's just now realizing this.
Stop it.
She's really sad about it. Katrina, are you getting overwhelmed by the amount of shit that's happening in 3 months?
Hey, if someone's trying to make you feel better, they say, no, it's not. It's okay.
What's okay?
The show's not doomed? I don't know.
You're doomed. That's fine. That's so insulting, guys.
Drink a beer.
We don't need to drink beer. We're fat. Part of this episode's going to be us being going on diets. We're going to measure our big bloated bodies. We're going to publicly embarrass ourselves for the Library of Congress to hold on to forever.
Oh, yay.
Just so we can end this show in July.
Okay, so what's also really sad is I realize what's going to be even more funny is if this becomes our most viewed episode, too.
If this episode hits number one, we quit. Our quest
go out
to be
on
number
top.
One.
Go out on
success.
Top.
Success. That's it. We go out on top. Be fantastic.
Can I make 100 fake accounts and download it 100 times?
No.
You certainly...
In our quest to
oh,
be
yeah.
on top.
We're not supposed to cheat. I forgot.
Oh, damn
we
it.
Promised that. Even yeah. the lady said so.
You mean the internet? Not the lady? Certainly
it's
not me.
The internet.
The lady internet.
The lady
internet. The lady internet.
So,
oh.
So...
If you guys would just stop buying Starbucks, everything would be okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, apparently it's Starbucks.
Oh. No.
Starbucks
is
huh?
the best thing ever.
How is it Starbucks' fault?
I don't know.
They're not leaving.
Starbucks ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, Starbucks ain't doomed. They'll be here forever, unlike our show.
Mm. Starbucks is the fuel that keeps this show going.
It's not, actually.
It is.
I think vodka is more prominent keeping this show going historically. We've just tried to be healthy recently, and it hasn't been working out. Well,
it's been working out for the past, like, 3 days.
One day. Would you quit doing that?
Well, I don't know what to say anymore. I'm kind of
move on.
I mean,
to another
we could take a break and come back and have a fresh new start.
Yeah, we can talk to our Periscope audience. There's a lot more of them.
Okay, what do they want to talk about?
All right, Periscope people, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, and if you guys ask me to show you the fridge, I know fridge means boobs, by the way. Y'all aren't gonna trick me. I'm a Periscope man too.
I didn't know.
That means boobs. And I love watching all the women. Is that what this says?
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's commenting.
Because I will show my boobs if they want me to. I will not. In our quest to become number one, my shirt stays on.
We might be number one if me and Katrina took ours off.
I think Periscope people only like to not be addressed. Like, as soon as you put them on the spot... All of them collectively go, and they seize up, and they're unable to move or breathe or think. They can't handle it. But if we start talking, they're like, look at Andy Milonakis speaking. And then they think they're so clever until someone directly speaks to them, and then it's just constant diarrhea and fainting. That's what happens to everyone on Periscope.
We just rapidly lost people.
That's what happens.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Come back.
They can't hear
you. You asshole.
We're leaving. The show's over.
No one cares.
There's probably like six people.
Yes, the show my...
Oh, God.
She growled at me. I don't know what happened.
Please don't do that.
get a top-down shot of her cleavage.
I mean, I did wear a good
That'll
shirt
help
today.
People stay today.
I'm sorry, where would you like...
Just drop it right in her breasts.
Just gonna do that.
Is anyone
However,
commenting?
We lost four more people. The number is to five.
Okay, so since we're losing them anyway, can someone explain to me what Periscope is? Sure. You had to know this question was coming. You okay. had to know it was coming.
That's true.
Or are they dropping because they're watching live?
No, Periscope really, they drop because if they last more than like a minute, people get bored. That's really what
I
it is.
Deleted all that. We had 62 total viewers. Though.
It's pretty good. Still not enough to beat our other people, but.
You want to see their names?
Mm-mm. It's not going to help me. Is it Flodoo?
Oh, that guy. No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, of course not. He fucking hates us.
No. But, anyway, Periscope is basically what we do. It's just live streaming, but it's a mobile app, and people can just live stream from their phones, and then other people can comment on those live streams.
Okay.
Yeah, I just murdered my data, by the
way. Yep. Thank you for doing it, though.
No problem.
It's well
Doesn't
appreciated.
It help, though, if you're connected to the Wi-Fi?
I was connected to the Wi-Fi.
I mean, obviously, yeah, but our internet here, wouldn't that make a difference?
Yes. Yeah. But our internet here is so atrocious that if we were connected to the Wi-Fi and tried to stream this show... No one would have seen this show.
It
would
oh, no.
have been over. I really enjoy. Probably my favorite part in our quest to be number one is when Cameron eats bread.
Right in front of the monitor.
And just completely blocks the view of Chris. Because in our quest to be number one.
I blocks the view
fuck
of everyone.
The host, eat bread.
We did bring the bread specifically for him.
Oh, yes. Bread covered in poop. Fantastic. Okay.
It's deliciously delicious.
Oh, damn it. Let's just take a break.
I was going to say, it's about that time anyway.
It's way over that time.
Cameron,
I don't know.
Cameron made a splooge.
I mean, we just found out the show is ending.
Please stop.
And we have to come back and we have to talk about diets and Katrina's nails. We still haven't found out what's going on.
We still
on
have
with
a whole,
cow taco.
A whole, you didn't even go through the, did you go through the entire list?
The nails.
Yeah, we did. Never
back
mind. We
doctor,
did.
Wedding, school. You don't have money for it. Cows. Matthew's not here. The Avengers,
yeah, cool.
And then
dies. I didn't actually explain what happened last week.
Well, go for it. Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay. Well, I helped Dad with cows, which we established on the last
got a
episode.
Tattoo of cross.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I also kind of halfway skipped because I needed to go to Emporia to see my friend so we could work on invitations.
Okay.
So that way she could start designing them so they could be up and ready.
Because
your wedding
is in 2 months.
So I can order them and freaking send them.
Yeah.
So I went down there and that ended up actually becoming a shit
God,
show.
Time flies,
That
man.
Became a shit. We worked on it maybe, I was there for over 24 hours and we worked on it maybe an hour.
Can you believe that seriously 4 months ago was when you told us you were getting married? Like it's been
That's crazy.
Four
really?
Months. Yeah, because it was when Cameron was in Cancun with that horribly awkward picture of him carrying drinks. Yeah.
No, I did not realize that.
What have you accomplished in those 4 months?
A lot.
I don't know why. I can empathize with you right now because for some reason, like I think it was like two or three shows ago, which granted might have been 6 months, but two or three shows ago, you're like, I bought the wedding dress. And I'm like, wow, that's so early. She's so on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. Like, that should have been, like, that had to be done.
Yeah, it's getting altered right now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you were down in Emporia talking with a friend instead of being doing this show.
Yeah, she ended up having drama with her husband, so then I was kind of like, why did I come tonight? I should have just come in the morning.
For some reason, I feel like people in Emporia are just complete white trash.
They are. Yeah. I can tell you stories. Mm-hmm. Not from my friend, actual white trash.
I know, I knew one person who lived in Emporia. And just complete hobo.
I know issues. Never mind. My phone is on silent!
Apparently it's not. Let's listen to this jazzy tone. No, it's over.
It's an alarm.
if you see this alarm, you're late to the show.
Yep. 8:30, way too late.
Shit.
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Cameron, are you ready to hit those mute buttons?
Nuh-uh.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoy the final 8 or so hours.
Can
of
you
the show.
Stop saying that? You're going to make me angry.
We'll be right back. welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
I was wondering if Katrina was going to do it. Well, she did it.
I debated to say something else.
The show that's off the internet.
No, the show that's on the internet, but not
over.
For much longer.
Katrina, you told me you were going to get mad if I kept talking about it, and then you were going to make a joke about it right
after. It depends on how it gets said. The fact that you keep saying over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, it gets too much.
Okay, sorry. I will only let you talk about it.
I thought we were going to talk about diets. Let's not get on this again.
But first, on our quest to be number one, we have to talk about how people can watch us.
Okay.
So for the next 3 weeks, you can find us at duo.com/live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. So, yay. And, of course, we're always taking phone calls and texts, so send those in. The phone number is 505-750-0304, and you can tweet us at OTInternet.
And Periscope is a thing.
And Periscope is a thing, but we don't stream the entire show on that.
Right.
Because you can watch for free.
That's a waste.
Cameron is literally paying for his. Well, he's actually paying for both. It doesn't really matter, but Periscope's just double dipping. So, anyway, we're back. So, me and Katrina did not coordinate this in any way. It just happened that we have both started new diets. And my diet, I think, will surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious.
Can we take a second? And have you picked the pepper out of your tooth?
Oh, sure. Hold on.
Only because I'm looking at you.
This tooth?
Other one.
This
to your left. No, one more. Right here? Other way. Other way.
Right
here? On the side of your buck tooth. Other way. More. No.
Other side of your mouth.
Get it. Get it for me.
Look at me.
Yeah, get all there nice and deep black.
Right there.
Did you get it?
No.
Okay, I'll get it.
I can't. It's like, it's... yeah. Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm, delicious pepper.
Yay. Okay. Diets.
Cameron, you're failing as an engineer.
Let's all just take a moment to remember Matthew isn't here, and whatever he does is better than that.
That is true. Yes.
Diets.
And he's not terrifying to look at, so...
Diets.
You have that.
Cameron had to mention his penis.
I know.
Because in our quest to be number one, his genitals reign supreme.
Clearly.
My genitals.
If I could pick another show title besides the show is doomed, which will be the name of the show, his genitals reign supreme would be a great show title.
That would.
That'd be a great band name.
Kind of long for a band
and
name.
Coming up next, his genitals reign supreme.
Okay. Platinum.
Platinum album. What would be the name of his genitals reign supreme's first record?
The name of the album?
Yeah, what would be the album's name?
Sweet Morning Justice.
Gross. Okay. So you were going to ask me a question before Cameron's dick ruined
No, I kept trying to keep us on topic by going your diet.
Oh, you want to talk about my diet first?
Yes.
Well, why my diet first?
I don't know.
We should talk about your diet.
Why mine first?
Because you wanted to talk about your diet?
So did you, apparently.
So, I went to the doctor.
Oh, no.
And I got appetite suppressants.
Okay. I have those, too.
And now that's how I'm dieting.
High five?
Yeah. Did you really get them?
I have them, but not in the same way.
Yeah, so basically, I just look at food and go, ugh, now.
High five?
Yeah, and I'm only eating because you have to eat, apparently, to live.
Yeah.
That's something you have to do.
Yeah.
And the MyFitnessPal app, which I use to track what I eat,
tells me
I have to have 1,200 calories a day,
mm-hmm.
or I'm being incredibly unhealthy, which is why I had to get this started.
It puts your body in starvation mode. It puts your body in starvation mode, which therefore makes you, like, store
gotcha.
Fat.
Gotcha. So I had to buy this Starbucks and drink it.
Had to buy
it. I had right. to, because I was under 1,200 calories.
You could have ate, like, 10 carrots.
I don't want 10. I don't want 10 carrots.
Yeah, you do. Could have got some hummus.
See, I could have got a... That's the thing, is I don't feel like eating. So if I'm going to have calories, I might as well drink them, because at least drinking just... I don't have to move my mouth a lot for that. It's just like a night with Chris. Just open the throat and let whatever happens go down it. Didn't like that? No?
Crickets.
No.
Disturbing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's what it's like. So.
A little bit.
So that's my new diet. And I'm basically losing like 2 pounds a day just because I'm not eating. And it's making Chris very upset because... I don't ever feel like eating, and she's terrible at picking and wants me to pick all the time.
And now you don't even have an appetite to pick
something.
I don't
have an appetite. So I'm just like, whatever. Like, I only eat because I have to eat. I don't want to eat. And it's fantastic.
Okay.
So, but Cameron stopped going out to lunch with me, so I don't know what that means.
He's got to save money. He's broke.
Well, that's what he says, but he's over there building spray paint art. So he's becoming a spray paint artist, by the way.
Cool. I mean, he's got to have a backup.
He's actually surprisingly good at it.
I could see that.
Which I was surprised at.
Yeah, he's got that artistic feel. Look at that.
He
hair.
Does? He's got an artistic
I've
feel.
I've also got that autistic feel, so I mean, whichever one is hitting me first.
Yeah, see, that's the one I vibe on more is that one.
The autistic one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do loud noises around him or clap loudly. He'll shut down.
Just like our Periscope followers.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
just when I address them, they just go away. But, okay.
Unlike your real problems.
So, what? Ooh. Oh, they made this show just going away? Cameron,
stop!
Cameron did it this time. It wasn't me.
Cameron, what are you doing over there?
I don't know what that noise is.
I don't know. I feel like it might be me because I feel like every time I get close, it does it. But it's not.
No,
I'm trying
to,
like, jiggle
it's the wireless
something.
Mic. If you really want to know right now, there's a knob on the back of the wireless mic receiver. A little tiny knob in between where those two cords go in. And twist it. And now it's off. Yeah. Because the mic itself doesn't make noise, the box does. And for some reason, it just randomly sends signal bursts out, and unless that thing's turned down, it doesn't work. But in order to use the wireless mic, you have to turn that back on before we actually use it.
Not itself. Learn something
learn
new every day.
So, back to Katrina.
Nope.
Let's talk about your diet.
She's
now.
Got a whole packet, it seems
it
like.
It says Jaguar on it.
Jaguar, yeah, that works.
Are you just going to walk us through this? You have like a whole presentation? Because you've got like a lot of pamphlets and stuff.
No, I finally got my package. And so I was looking through that. I have to pull out my phone though.
Is there just a strange rumbling in this room? Anyone else hear
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's the air conditioner. Or a really loud bass in the car. Okay, so I switched to a new diet.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm
what old diet were you on? Because I didn't realize you were on a diet, to be honest.
Okay, well, my thing was, I was originally just using Shakeology as a meal supplement since I'm on the road all the time. Like, I was in the car 7 days a week.
Okay.
Which I think just from that, I ended up gaining a lot of weight because I can see the weight that I've gained, even though I haven't really officially gained weight, if that makes sense.
So, you're maybe carrying
I'm carrying
fat in different places, but
well,
you're not really
gaining
weight?
I officially have a spare tire now.
Okay.
Like, my hips are always big, but they're even worse.
And your hips don't lie.
And my belly's gotten bigger. So, I mean, I probably really only gained like 2 pounds, but it's the fact that it's actually settling in places and it just looks awful and makes me feel
Which
gross.
Happens as you get older.
Right, that's part of it.
Yes.
And it doesn't help that I'm in the car every day for over an hour
plus.
Yes,
but that's been an ongoing problem for you for the past couple years.
Yeah.
Because you'll just grab McDonald's or whatever and then you'll drive.
I was using Shakeology and side note. I've been trying to sell. I've had a bag for like 3 months. It's still in the box, sealed.
What is Shakeology?
It's a meal replacement. It's basically like a protein shake.
So what's the difference between it and like SlimFast?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
So why is it so much more expensive?
Just because of the way it's marketed. Because
it's a hipster
and it's,
thing?
It's, I wouldn't say it's a hipster thing, but it's the way it's marketed as, you know, being all the different products and good stuff
well,
that
you
they
can
have
like
the
make
nutrients
different recipes with it.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
okay.
And you can put it in all sorts of stuff. Like you can make brownies with it. You can make actual food with it.
Why would you make
like
brownies
a powder.
With it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to go on this brownie diet.
Anyway.
Shakeology.
It was supposed to be an appetite suppressant and boost your energy and all sorts of stuff. And I felt really great for like the first 3 weeks I was using it. And I don't know if it's because I wasn't using it regularly enough, because I would use it maybe once a day, and then I started using it like a few times a week.
Okay.
Because I didn't need much. I just wanted to maintain it for my drives.
Sure.
But now that I'm settling in places, like, screw this isn't working. But all of my friends that were on it are on it. They either have stockpiles or it's out of their price range and they're no longer using it.
Gotcha.
So I'm still trying to sell like 3 months worth.
Okay.
Trying to sell it for like $200. So anyone who's interested.
Cameron, you want some Shakeology?
Maybe, but I don't have $200.
Okay.
You would get a supply of like 3 months supply. Which I actually did the math and that would be like $400.
Oh.
So
I still don't have $200.
I'd probably do it for
unless magically Seth is going to pay me more. Then
anyway,
that's not happening.
Anyway, I'm not gonna bash on Shakeology because it's not for everyone. Because I have a classmate whose sister literally dropped like 50
sure.
pounds.
And nor is
so
any diet.
Works.
Some diets are better for some people. That's just a
my cousin.
Rule.
My cousin is She's heavier. She's just always been bigger. She's a softball player. She's just got a bigger build. Okay. But she's tried Herbalife, Advocare, and all sorts of stuff. She tried dieting, and she was exercising every morning. She lost 10 pounds in 6 months.
Yep.
And she's like, it's not worth it.
Remember that time I rode my bike like every day for 2 months straight and gained 10 pounds?
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's why I'm resorting to modern science.
She changed to a new diet. And I don't know if I should say the name or not, because I don't want people to Google it. I want them to just know, like, it's all natural. It's really...
Why can't you say it? Is this some type of weird Nazi diet?
No, I don't know. I just feel weird saying it.
You just tried to pawn off your shakeology.
Anorexia.
It's called bulimia.
Is it paleo?
No, I'll just say it.
Why can't you say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't want you to say it if you're uncomfortable saying it. I just don't understand why it's...
Cocaine. It's a hell of a drug.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm doing Zingular. It's all natural products. It's got a line of supplements as well as shakes, as well as all sorts of different challenges that help you with your diet and help you like eat better. And it's not just about like dieting all the time. It's just kind of like make sure you have green vegetables at every meal. Make sure you have your serving sizes are more accurate, as well as the supplements aren't just an appetite suppressant, but they help with mood, they help with stress, they help with your immune system, they help with...
So these are all hippie things, right? None of these are prescription drugs?
No.
See, you gotta go prescription all the way.
No.
See, I'm on Fentramine. You know that it's badass because you can't spell it.
Well, the thing that got me into this was that it's not just that my cousin's been on it she's been on it probably a month and a week now, so whatever, 5 weeks.
Okay.
She's lost over 20 pounds.
It's pretty good.
And she's like, I won't change it. She's happier. She feels better. She's like, the weight loss comes second to how I feel. Like, just mentally and physically, she just feels great.
Got that. I still feel terrible, but that's because my life is awful.
I'll fix it.
You got a gun?
So it's interesting the variety of products they have and what each of them does.
Okay. So how is this different than Shakeology? Because it's not just shakes. It's also...
Well, no, it's
meal planning.
It's the fact that it's meal planning. It's the fact that the shakes aren't meant to be a meal replacement. Like, it's more of a snack than anything. Like, what I had, I literally drank 8 ounces of a protein shake. And that was
it cost $700.
No. but it's the idea that when I went to the meeting, it was people I knew. It was interesting the variety of ways it helped them.
There's a meeting?
Well, it was an informational meeting because I hadn't signed up for it.
Like, do they sell this like Avon or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But.
Katrina, this is a scheme. This is some type of scam.
It's like Amway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Shakeology was the same way. There just wasn't anyone in the area using it.
Man, how'd that work out for me?
But the way this works, the reason why I'm sold into it, as you will, is because my cousin's lost a lot of weight, but she just talks about how great she feels. My other cousin is on it, and she talks about how like she doesn't have her mood issues anymore. She's a lot happier. I have a great aunt. Yes, this is how this works.
But is that in change of diet, or is that because of this? I mean, I know that this helps the diet.
No, I think it's both.
Okay.
Because the person who's been on it for like 4 years, like her kids will tell her when she hasn't taken a zing because her anger is a little like she's a shorter temper.
Lady selling it to you, was it? Told you that.
Yeah. But I had. I have my, one of my aunts actually is off of her diabetes has gotten better.
Okay.
And then someone else was talking about,
that's a big deal.
How one of, I don't remember which supplement it is, but one of their supplements actually helped her husband because he was out of his insulin.
Okay.
And they didn't really know what they were going to do because it was after night and they couldn't get the prescription. And they took one of these supplements and it was really cool how it worked and helped them. So it's just... It's a variety of health stuff that it does.
Sure.
And there's products that helps with stress and anxiety, which is my main focus, as well as obviously getting healthier. I by no means want to lose 20 pounds.
Okay.
10 would be great. But it's more the health and the anxiety issues that I want.
So if you looked at their formulas, could you just go to Whole Foods and buy the supplements and then not do the rest of it?
What do you mean?
Like...
You mean make it yourself with I mean, I'll show you one of my bottles, and you can see what's
in
it.
I'm just curious.
I mean, Sarah is selling it, and that's my cousin. She said that one of her friends is super into eating healthy, and when she looked at the ingredients of the supplement, she's like, these are actual ingredients. Like, it's not just, you know, like a whole bunch of science and chemicals.
It's not what I'm taking.
It's actual, like, super fruits and, like, all natural.
See,
like,
I take one pill that's about this big every day at about 10 o'clock. And about 30 minutes later, I'm just not hungry anymore. and that's it. Fantastic. Yeah,
that's nice.
It's great. And it's all chemicals. It's going in there. It's messing with my brain.
Well, I can tell you that the protein shake, the protein snack, I should say, just because that's what it is, it also promotes leaner muscles.
Okay.
And the reason why I didn't want to talk about it is, like, I feel like I'm selling it now, but I'm not. It's just really interesting, all the variety of products.
Well, there's
and what
a girl. There's a girl that I worked with once who was selling. It wasn't this. It was something else. It's black. It's all black, and it's got green words, and they do these like wraps, essentially.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like body wraps and stuff, but oh, they also strange. Have supplements that are like one's supposed to suppress your appetite. And I tried them for a while, and they did work. And the problem I've always had with supplements, because my ex-wife was big on the supplement train as well. She's like, you know, take vitamin D and, you know, your foot will grow an extra penis. You know, it's a whole bunch of weird stuff that she was into. And so I took a bunch of those, and they did work for like 3 weeks. And then your body adjusts to that extra nutrients, and then you feel normal
again. Which is what I think happened with Shakeology. But I also learned that Shakeology is filled with a lot of sugars, which therefore made me...
Yeah, it makes you hungry. Really,
it didn't help my cravings.
But
what I have has zero sugar.
But don't you think that this will also... You'll become numb to their effects after a short amount of time?
I don't think so, because of the variety of ways they mix it up. Like, they've got an 8-day challenge to help kind of kickstart you again.
Okay.
Like, I'm doing an 8-day challenge right now. But then, like, once I'm off of it, I'll just use the supplements in between. And then if I hit a plateau, then I'll do another 8-day or a 6-day or, you know, something else that they have within their within their plans.
That password is in the Excel.
As well as...
I don't have it memorized anymore.
I'm in a whole bunch of support groups, so if I have a question or need anything, like, as well as the fact that, like, it's local. Like, it's not just my cousin that's on it. It's other friends that I know that are using it.
Okay.
So that's what makes a difference. Okay. But the one thing I want to do
is
I'm going to read you my favorite... supplement.
Okay.
I don't know why I put that in quote. And this is what got my dad on it. My dad's going to use this and see
how
it works.
Is your dad fat?
No, but this is why he's using it. I'll get to it. This one supplement alone. It helps with depression, anxiety, and mood enhancement. Supports thyroid and blood glucose, which he's on it for the thyroid. That's what piqued his attention. Mental clarity and focus, which kind of helps with like depression and ADD, ADHD. Cellular health and antioxidant support. Improved metabolism and radical fat loss. Boosts energy, controls appetite, your pain relief, which is another thing, hormonal support, and immune support.
Okay.
And that's just one of them.
Just one supplement. One pill does all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds
legit to
you.
And then the protein shake.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that one supplement does all that, why have people not been taking it for a really long time?
I don't know. I'm just skeptical of anything herbal.
Yeah. I can tell you that it's been around for over, at least 4 years, because the lady
She's a sales lady, though.
Yeah, she's a sales lady.
I just feel like I'm skeptical of these things because you always hear about them come around. There's always some new diet, and it lasts for a few years, but like, I just feel like when it's this new thing, it's like, is it really going to work? Because South Beach was all the craze, and then no carb.
Well, I think
and then
the biggest
paleo,
thing is that this has been around for over 4 years, and it's the fact that, like, her, as well as the other people that are in the area, talk about the things, the benefits they've seen within themselves, but also within their family. Like, they have their children on, not the supplements, but, like, some of the super juice, like, the super juice they have, which helps with, just with the immune system. One lady talked about how her son had seizures, and when he started taking that, he quit having seizures. And even the doctor didn't ask, like, what are you doing? He just said, whatever you're doing, you know, keep doing it.
Hmm.
He didn't ask. And I think the biggest thing that has, the biggest pro is the fact that, like, you can buy this, and in 30 days, if you don't like it or aren't seeing results, you can sell. You can send it back for like 100%.
How much is
refund.
It a month?
It varies from what you want.
So, how much is yours?
What I bought was about $300. But
son of a bitch.
But I don't. I'm not gonna have to spend that every month.
So, how much is it from now on?
It's whatever I run out of that I want more of. Like, if I don't want to use all of the supplements, but I only want to use one or two of them, I just will buy those each month.
So how much?
How much does a supplement normally run? Like, one supplement?
They all vary. One of them's like $30. One of them's $45. But it also depends on, like, some of them it says take two a day. You can take two twice a day, but you don't have to. Like, if you feel better from just taking one a day, then just take one a day.
Gotcha.
Just take two a day. Like, you kind of, you
well, everyone's body's different.
Everyone's body's different. And they were even telling in the meeting that, like, we have it saying you take this in the afternoon, but other people have found more benefits from you taking it in the morning. Other people have found better benefits from taking this one in the evening. So you tweak it how it works best for you. It's not just, here's your plan, you have to stick to it. It's here, make it your own.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm trying it. I'm on day one because I got.
Oh, today's your first day.
Yeah.
Do you feel any different?
I really do, and I feel like that's so cliche, but at the same time, I am like you were. Like, I felt like this when I was on Shakeology. I felt really great for the first like 2-3 weeks. So we'll see by the end of the month how I feel.
Well, I am
our last episode.
This to me is. I think this might be. This is this is 1 week. So this is day 7 for me of my appetite suppressing.
Yeah, I was supposed to start on Friday, but
so
it didn't happen.
I'm waiting for them to wear off and not work anymore. But
that will happen because you got the drugs.
Yeah, well, I'll just double them. That's what'll happen. Don't do that. They're like serious business though. Like I had to sit through like a 30-minute long lecture about how to take them and to make sure like because they're a controlled substance. Mm-hmm. I think she said they're like essentially like. I think it was.
How can you be sure yours is FDA approved?
Is meth the stimulant or is heroin the stimulant?
They're both stimulants. They make you like.
Crap. I can't remember which one she said. She basically said that one of these is like this. This is basically like a low grade heroin or a low grade meth. But she said it's not addictive because they put that chemical in to kick the addiction part of it. But essentially, it just goes in and it's like stimulates.
And you're gonna make fun of my hippie all natural products when you're on meth.
It's fantastic.
That's great.
I'm just losing weight by eating right and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need no hippie shit or no medicine.
But we went out and we bought a cookbook, and it's basically it shows you how to eat healthier. Mm-hmm. And like how to get more nutrients out of single meals instead of just having like it'll actually mix vegetables together that have high vitamin A, vitamin C, and proteins and carbs and all the things that you need in a meal into one meal. So instead of me eating like grains and a cereal for breakfast and then you know eating vegetables and a salad for lunch and then a steak for dinner and get my protein, like you can eat three meals that are well balanced and low in calories. You know, and it'll actually help do that. And I feel like with just a good diet and then exercise and the help of modern science, anyone can lose weight.
Help of modern science.
Oh, and
by the way, we're both doing.
A listener said it's meth that you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's meth.
It is meth. Yeah,
it's meth. It's called fentramine. And apparently fin is what it used to be, but apparently that's now illegal. So it's
the legal version of fin. Way to advertise
of
that.
Fin is what it is, yeah.
That's great.
Lovely.
It's fantastic. It's great. You all just jealous and losing weight. I've lost almost as much weight in the last week that Chris has lost in total since she started exercising.
No wonder she's mad at you.
Yeah, she's jealous. Well, I also weigh twice as much as her, basically. So.
Well, but men lose weight faster anyway.
Like, there's a different starting point, too. Like,
yeah, like, I'll lose weight fast just because I'm so big. It'll eventually slow down.
And I think that's, like, I lost my first couple pounds pretty quickly, and then I kind of hit a point where, like, I was the same weight for a lot of days. Like, I didn't lose weight for a lot of days.
Yeah.
So,
happens. That'll be the same way with what I'm doing because I know my cousin hit a plateau and that's when she decided to do another challenge and now she's.
Well, and the doctor basically said you just take this medicine to retrain yourself because what's going to happen is you're still going to eat and there's no reason you can't go to McDonald's and eat a cheeseburger. Like the pill itself is not going to
but
melt
fat. It helps you from giving into that weakness of like, oh, well, it's right here.
Well,
oh,
once you lose the weight, you're going to go off the pill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's crazy because like I know. Well, probably because Shakeology had the sugars, but like all I would crave would be French fries. Like I craved grease.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like, I mean, just within today, I noticed how like my cravings were gone. Like it told me at 3 o'clock, it's time for your snack. Like that's another thing. Like I'm eating all day because I have snacks in between and whatever. But it's just like, I was like, oh, it's snack time. I was like, I'm not hungry. I should skip it. But I was like, no, because it's what's going to keep my metabolism going.
Sure.
So, I mean, I still did my snack. It's just... It's interesting.
So what type of activity are we going to do right now? Because you've mentioned measuring and
pictures.
Oh, yeah,
that's because on here, it keeps... Every time I open up the app, and that's the biggest thing that helps me, is it reminds me. Tell you, like, hey, this is what you need now.
That's
what you need to do.
I've got this new Garmin thing, and it tells you when to move, and it yelled at me while we were on the show because I wasn't moving.
Cool story.
It's mad.
But basically, every time I open up my thing... Which, obviously, now it didn't do it.
I would like to see you open up your thing, if possible.
Well, my legs are... <Just kidding. laughs> Okay, why did we do that?
Android. Hashtag Android problems.
No, but it also said I was on day 4, so that's strange. Because I'm not on day 1. Anyway, okay, so here's my little app. And it tells me, like, my gender, my height, my
weight. That's
what
you look like naked?
Yep, that's exactly what I
look like. Where?
Right.
I wish I looked like that.
You
no,
look like a big gray alien.
Exactly. No eyes, no face, no nothing.
No nipples.
That's what I was going to say next. Anyway, I have my starting weight. I'm not going to lie. I'm at 150. My goal weight is 130.
Okay.
That's when I put in all my snacks and stuff. And it says I need to measure my chest, my waist, and my hips.
Okay.
In inches. And every time I open it, it says, please do your measurements today.
So we need to do that.
I need to do my measurements.
Okay. Well, Cameron, you ready to mic this up?
I like this tape measure he brought because this is not like a tape measure you normally measure someone.
This
right?
is the type
and he
of...
meant to buy one at Target but forgot.
Yes. This is the type of tape measure like Katrina's father would use while putting them in the cow taco.
We don't measure them.
Cow taco.
You don't measure the cows?
No.
Your glasses were like...
I was we don't measure
eye,
them.
Man.
We give them shots, we brand them, and we...
Cut the balls off.
Cut the balls off.
Fantastic.
That's horrible.
It's poor cows. Okay, it's, where's that tape measure
Oh, and
at?
We notch their ear.
Anyone, anyone know where that tape measure is? Okay. All right, let's walk over here to this corner. Cameron will mic us up. Give us 1 second.
Oh, no. I'm not going to... Thanks, Kenny. Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny. Cameron's good.
You're on camera. We can see you. You're good. We're good.
You're in my camera.
Hi, hi, okay. Microphone in
so
my
which
face.
Which one do we need to do first?
You can just do the chest because you're there.
You need to go in the middle with the nipples.
What do you mean go in the middle with the
you
nipples?
You got to measure at the middle with where her nipples are.
Yeah, right there. I know like where
right there.
I believe me, I know where nipples are.
I've been measured at Victoria's Secret, and that's what they told me.
I know. I need to redo that because... Go for it. Because it just...
Okay, your chest is 40 inches. It's a little less than 40, but we'll round up.
I have two sports bras on today, so that's cool.
40 inches. Well, then you might want to do 39 and a half, because it was a little lower than 40. Now she's got to enter
in the measurements. Can you do 0.5?
Nope, 0.5.
And 39's fine. I mean, give yourself smaller boobs.
Okay,
that's fine.
Waist.
That you do at the belly button.
Yep.
This is beautiful.
I can't see. 34.
Closest I think you've actually been to
34 inches.
Okay.
Now her hips.
Brick.
Now
my
hips. House.
Now I need to put your head down there.
I'm going to get on my knees for this one.
I thought you were going to do that.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
That's not awkward at all. Are you still
This is your
straight,
hips right
though?
Here, right?
Yeah, it's my hips.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab your butt cheek. 39. Katrina, your butt is exactly the same size.
I have an hourglass. I have the perfect figure.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
That's so impressive.
I didn't get that.
She's even on both ends.
Yeah. We could invert you, and you could have a boob butt or a butt boob. Because, you know, you're the same. Up top as you are down below.
That's crazy. I feel like because I have my two bras on, that's fine.
You can take them off.
My bras don't feel
yeah,
right.
Go ahead and take some stuff off.
Yeah, you can take them off. I mean, if you want to, you can get completely naked. We'll go in the bathroom.
Oh,
I'll measure you
I
in there, and then we'll come back.
No, it's cool. We can do it right here. I'll turn off the cameras.
Yeah, right. I'll be able to see right there. You
know. No, it'll be fine.
Cameron's thinking about the audience. I'm only thinking of me.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, but I need to take a picture.
Oh, of you? Okay. Oh, I see. All right. I'm now taking a picture of
He's
Katrina.
Now taking a picture of Katrina.
Okay.
Baba booey.
I don't know why Cameron's just repeating everything.
I am. Yeah, because I don't know how well they can hear him.
One on your eyes and one on your knees, right?
He has to do something to her knees.
Okay, here we go.
I think he's trying to align her in the...
Oh, okay.
Like it's... for some reason, and so he needs to line her up in the...
I feel like you should smile more in these photos.
Thank you, do on those infomercials?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And so that way, like, later, if, like, there's a change, I can be like,
I guess that's it. Did that do it?
And you gotta, when you do the second picture, you gotta do your hair.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do your makeup, yeah.
Because that's most of the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're doing the photo again.
I don't know what's happening.
Don't suck in.
I know. That's half the reason I'm like,
yeah, stick your hips out. This is great. For those of you not watching live, you're missing out on some gold here.
All right. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Seth's screwing it up.
Scoot back just a little bit. I can't see
Really, what's going on here is Seth just wants longer opportunities to stare at her.
He really wants her clothes to come off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ruining the moment.
This is going terribly.
This is beautiful.
Three. I just meant he's probably ruining her app over there.
Yeah. Deleting it completely. Like.
It says critical error.
Hard reset on the.
Oh.
It looks better. No, it looks better. I'm calling that good. It is still hideous.
All right.
I will show you my hideous picture.
I can't wait to see.
Before and after.
Come on, let me see your hourglass. Yeah.
All you see is my freaking spare tire.
Oh, her phone locked.
There you go. Yeah, look at that. There we go. Look at that. Perfect figure.
Beautiful.
39, 34, 39. That's all I have to say. Right, ladies? I mean, men. Wait.
I don't know.
Whoever's interested.
Whoever's.
You know, it's open game.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because it keeps saying at the top, like, would you like to measure today?
You did.
I did.
I feel like this truck is just driving into the building.
That could happen.
There's a very good chance.
Hey, at least he came now versus, like, you know, 10 minutes ago.
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah.
We can close these blinds.
You want to close the blinds
now? Yeah, we can close these blinds.
Okay.
Okay, so should we probably take a break now? Are we about that time?
I mean, I guess.
Or should we just power through? I mean, it's our last episode anyway. Let's
Doesn't
just
matter.
Do no commercials.
Who cares about commercials, right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's not like we got a format anymore.
So, I'm actually surprised that you didn't ask to measure me. Like, I figured, like, you would be like, all right, you measured me, and I have to measure you. So,
do you want me to?
Well, not particularly.
Do you want my hands all up on that body?
No. You'd be incredibly disappointed. And I
do.
Chance, and
yeah.
I don't need another.
You want my hands all up on that body?
Yeah,
or you
I
want
do.
Your hands all up on that body?
I mean, it can go either way.
Okay, whose hands do you
yeah.
whose hands do you want on you? Because I will measure you.
Vin Diesel would be preferable.
Every time.
Oh, goodness.
I actually was talking to Mark about that, and he's like, what? Why? What?
I don't get why people don't understand it.
I don't like Vin Diesel.
I don't like Vin Diesel.
Why?
No. Yeah.
No.
I don't get it, man. They're wrong.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
They're very wrong about it.
I don't think he's ever won, like, Sexiest Man, so apparently we're in the majority.
Well, like, George Clooney's really that fucking sexy. Come on. He's old man bald.
And he was runner-up in our contest.
He was ugly. He's gross.
George Clooney was runner-up?
Oh. Vin Diesel
was.
Yeah,
and who won our competition
through.
Again?
Chris Pratt.
Oh, that's right.
Katrina is
he
a Benedict Arnold.
He was Sexiest Man.
Yeah.
What?
Because you traitored and you picked Chris Pratt to be
yep.
the winner.
Yep.
Don't applaud that. Mute yourself.
Mute yourself. Yeah, that'll work.
It did.
He did. He did mute himself.
So, should we take a break and then go to the bathroom and do a full nude measurement?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta pee anyway.
Okay, yeah, I gotta
perfect.
Pee too.
Hey,
really?
We
going?
Hello, who's the showman? This dude over here.
He muted just.
I know.
He muted
asshole.
Just Chris, no peeing in that bathroom. Me and Katrina need to get naked
I'm
and
peeing.
Measure each other.
I'm getting there quicker than you.
Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
Katrina was too far away from her mic for us to hear that.
You could see my jazz hands.
But I saw you do it, so it counts, I think.
It does.
But anyway, welcome back. We're here.
Whee!
For a good
Shut
long
up.
Time, but long time is relative.
Yep.
So, depends on what it is. Some people think movies are a long time. Some people think 3 weeks is a long time. Some people
it's
think 16
time.
Years is a long time. It's completely relative.
It's
just whatever.
It's all a long time.
So we're here. So watch us live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. That's duo.com, as in the place you're listening to us right now, because you have to go to the website to hear this. So
yep.
Just if you're listening, you know, after the fact, we do a pretty fantastic live show. For example, we just measured Katrina's body. Live
You're
on
all
the
up
air.
On it. All up on
and
it.
And I did grip her right butt cheek. It
pinched
happened.
It, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I, like, it wasn't a pinch.
No, it was kind of a grabby.
It was a grab.
It was a grabby pinch.
I groped. It was a full on grab.
Whatever, it works.
Either way.
It's all the same.
Also, Cameron, I believe, violated Katrina in some unholy way during the break downstairs in the bathroom. I don't
may
know.
Or,
exactly.
May or may not have happened.
There was definitely the removal of a shirt. I know
you
this.
You couldn't see my spare tire, and I was like, how do you not freaking see this?
And I noticed because I was creeping from the stairway.
From the back window, watching it all in the mirror.
Looking through the mirror. Fantastic.
That would have been great if I'd seen you, but I did not.
I can't believe you didn't.
Dark.
I mean,
was
I was
dark.
Just staring.
I wasn't really looking.
Just staring right
I
at
was
it.
Just, I was just so engrossed in Cameron. Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at his haircut. It's
I mean, it's better than what it was.
You think so?
It's better than what it was.
I think shaving the sides made it better.
I agree. I see, I know this makes Cameron more mad because what he's trying to do
is make himself worse. He should have just not touched
it
at all.
He's trying to offend people by having this horrible haircut. And he's like shaved the side of his head, and I know what's happening in his head is, oh, this is going to make so many people mad.
Show
they're all going to think, yeah, what?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we go to like Marshall's? I think we should do that for our next show.
Okay.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, great.
Anyway, show me an over.
Okay.
So when he shaved his head, I knew he came into work the next day and be like, everyone's going to be like, Cameron, what'd you do to your hair? It's so horrible. What are you thinking? And everyone's like, wow, Cameron, you look a lot better. It's about time you took some personal interest in your hair, you know? And
I feel like that's become like a famous style, though. Between that or maybe, a couple inches off the top.
Well, do you know what he's planning on doing ultimately?
Yeah, he's wanting to do the man bun.
Yeah, that's right.
The half man bun, really.
I've actually now...
You want to do it?
I'm trying to convince him to do the man bun and then shave everything else and just have this bun on a bald head.
That'd be hilarious.
No.
Because that's what he's looking for is the ability to disgust the general public. And right now he ain't doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
He can look like Genghis Khan.
Don't shave your head.
Don't do it. Yeah, keep telling him don't do it. That makes him want to do it more. This is what I want. Everyone discouraged.
Stop!
Okay.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
I really don't know where they came
from. I thought
from.
This was supposed
to...
I don't know what happened.
It's so out of nowhere.
I thought her supplements
and
were supposed
really
to help with anger issues.
Yeah. Katrina, your supplements
I'm
are
actually,
putting you into the
it
hole.
Put, I'm in a really good mood, so it's okay.
Well,
I'm not mad.
In the last 10 minutes, break included, in the last 10 minutes, you have raced Chris to the bathroom to pee.
I totally avoided it, and then I hit the door.
Gone outside.
Because it was locked.
Went back inside, showed Cameron your boobs.
Uh-huh.
Came back upstairs, stood lifeless and with Matthew Doll's eyes.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't compare me.
And yawned. Then began dancing.
That's because you made fun of me yawning.
When I noticed you were yawning, then sat in your chair, went back to soulless, yawned again, and you just yelled no at me like a demon.
And my face didn't really move. I just went, ah!
Yeah, I was looking right at you when it happened.
I didn't know if you were or not because I didn't remember.
I didn't want to be looking right at you when it happened.
But hey, this happened without coffee.
I don't know if that's good.
Also, she was crying at the beginning of the show. There's been this progression of like,
can we not go back to that, please?
To like really angry.
I'm actually able to feel my emotions, okay? I'm not able to suppress them.
Is that good?
Nope.
So tell us how you really feel about Mark.
I love him.
That sounded so insincere.
I love him. Probably. At least. For now. I've still got to August to really fall in love with him.
Well, yeah. I actually have one of my friends who's just like, yeah, so when you guys get divorced, I'm next in line. I'm like,
no. Bitch, I'm next in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if you still have her.
He's never getting
I'm gonna
rid
start,
of me.
I'm going to start a harem. Would you be a part of my harem?
I don't know what that is.
Like, if you moved in with me and Chris and possibly an Asian lady that I acquire for my harem in between now
your
and
harem.
When you and Mark
so
divorced,
basically you're
going to
become a Mormon without the religion.
Yeah. Yeah, and weird sex stuff.
Okay.
Because I don't think Mormons do that.
Can cool. I still live in the basement?
Yes, you'll be the videographer.
Awesome.
Okay.
And then we're going to sell it to TLC, call it My Harem Life.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Or at least,
I think
or
just
if not, you
harem
can at least
life.
Do it to, you can at least do it for Taboo and get a good episode out of it.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You could do also do like sex him into the ER. You could invite some Amish people over from Rumspringa.
As long as I am not the one going to the ER.
No.
And then I'm down.
No, we'll send. We could invite the Duggars over.
Yes.
Do a crossover with that
show.
Oh,
there you go. I think they would kill us.
You think so? Because we're not godly. Why? Because I have a sex harem.
Yeah, basically that's why. That's the exact.
Yep, exactly.
That alone. You even saying the word is enough to shun you.
They're so close-minded, those Duggars.
They're such sweethearts.
Are they?
I don't know.
I've never seen the Duggars.
I don't know. I watched previews, and like, they were counting down to like their second oldest got married, or one of the oldest
got married.
I feel like
married. 12 of them have gotten
but
married.
But they're like, I mean, I don't know where we are. They've got 20 kids. So anyway,
keep pumping them out,
the
yeah.
one of them was getting married, and she's like, it's so weird that I'm no longer going to be in this house anymore. And I'm like, yeah, that's me so lonely. You go from a house full of like 15, 20 people to like you and your husband.
Yeah, she basically lives in a hotel. And then,
so I'm just well, like, and the guy she married, I think, is also from like a giant family. So you know they're going to have 20 kids.
Mm. Yeah, but it's still like, you're going to have to live alone at first.
How
do you even like? Do you even know how to be alone? Anyway.
No, she probably does not.
No.
That's the issue. That's the thing. Like, she's going to be in for a culture shock when it comes to that.
Yep. I don't.
I'm sure she'd go over to her parents' house all the time, though.
Oh, yeah. She's got to help out with the babes.
Well, and growing up with the Duggars, I think being alone with your husband will probably be the least of the things that will be traumatizing about the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think there will be a reality show in 20 years about the children of the Duggars and how they've
changed?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, there's got to be.
Honestly, with our culture, we'll forget about
how many kids do they have?
In 20 years.
Like, 20.
They've got 19, because they lost their last. Well, 19 kids in county, so yeah, probably 20, because then they lost their latest one.
Okay, so 19 kids.
At least.
One of them's got to turn into a bad seed, right?
Yeah. You would think.
I mean, just statistically, one of them's got to get AIDS and be gay. Those two things are not related. It's just, I would think,
you know, that's just hypothetically like a bad scene.
Right.
Or, you know, just get heavily involved in drugs. I mean, because you know they're making bank on this show.
Well, that's how you can get, you can get HIV from needles and then become gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that would probably be the worst thing ever to the Duggars, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
There's got to be one that's a bad seed. Yeah. And by the way, this show fully endorses drugs and gays. It's for the record. I'm on low-grade meth right now.
I might as well be.
Katrina, who knows what's in her body, but it makes her feel great and terrible.
And tingly.
And on another planet. All on the same night. Also, Cameron's having a group conversation with another friend of mine who was here two weeks ago. Brian did the spelling test. And he texted me and said, did your show? Cameron said, still on. He said, damn, I should have tweeted sooner, or texted sooner. And Cameron goes, it's on at 8 every week. And then he said, not every week.
My bad.
That's just sad, man. Don't like that. Yep.
Probably couldn't listen live at the beginning because Cameron forgot to turn on the live stream.
Oh, man. She doesn't forget anything.
Nope. Yeah,
and you're stuck with that forever.
Well, still not as bad as Matthew, though. So
no.
Got that going for you.
I like that first one.
You did that on purpose, though. He does it on accident.
And you were very strategically hitting one at a time
also,
versus just face-palming
it. You even messed up with dignity. Matthew does not have the capability to do that. Just plasma everywhere. Just gross.
He could redeem himself by doing it.
Do you think he's dying right now and his butt's bleeding
again? No, he's just listening. Like,
should we call Matthew and see what he's up to?
No, it's not worth our time.
We should totally call Matthew right now.
No, it's not worth our time.
What if we call him and you have ultimate hang-up authority?
No, because I'm going to say hang up now before he even answers.
What if we have a code name? What if we have a code word? Like, you say chocolate if you're ready to get rid of him.
Chocolate!
But you have to give him a fair shake.
I let him say hello.
Okay, how about this? Okay, let's give... How about I have...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Oh, great job.
Are you kidding me?
He's listening. That's why he did
that. Are you
that.
Sure that's the right voice or number?
Call Shay.
Yeah, I was going to say Shay normally has her phone.
Show me the phone number for Matthew Riddle.
Riddle.
I will ask
Riddle.
Two questions. It's
last four.
3867. Is that the last four on his number?
It's
probably dead.
Dialing.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
You gotta try Shay.
No. Not worth it. Katrina's right.
I mean, that's true. His phone.
He's disappointed us and he's not even here. He's the only man on the planet that can enrage me just by existing.
You're the one that still lets him hang around.
I know. I hate that man.
All I can say.
I hate that
man. He's obviously not listening live.
No.
No, singing, that's why he turned his phone off.
Obviously not, but...
For which there is no excuse.
So, have you seen the Avengers yet, Katrina?
You know I haven't! Don't bring this up! Well, I'm going to see it this weekend.
Who are you going with?
Tran.
What are you doing, Cameron?
He's watching a video.
Oh, by the way, can I tell you a joke?
No.
I was just thinking of this the other day.
No.
Come on, man.
Come on.
You know how Bruce Jenner...
Come on, man.
You know how,
I've watched that interview!
Okay. Well, I didn't.
Obviously.
But you know how Bruce Jenner is
no
now
culture.
Turning into a woman?
Yeah.
I think Ish. Mark's best friend...
Tran.
I think Bruce Jenner should take Batman's first name.
Tran, that's not his first name.
Okay, well, it should take that name.
That's his last name.
Because then his name would be...
Tran.
Trans
the tranny. Ah, ha, ha.
No,
I got
Tran
it.
Tran Jenner. Like transgender, but he's transgender.
Oh, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I actually
that's
like that.
Yeah, it's good,
like
right?
That.
By the way, Brian is recording the end to Avengers right now. He just sent us the first clip.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, you've both seen it.
Yeah, we've both seen it, but he still recorded parts of it and is now sending it to us.
Please stop. Please stop. Stop. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see pieces.
You don't want to see this right
now? No!
The rage.
It's this guy. His name is
Stop! I will throw this at you. You can turn me off mute now. I'm calm.
She's going bipolar mode again. She ripped her headphones off and then leaned violently towards he doesn't even care. Look at him. He cares so little.
Stop it!
Matt's got a new phone number apparently.
What?
What?
You want to call him?
No.
No.
He said no. He said no. He said
Cameron's
no.
doing it regardless.
No. Cameron's going to call him anyway.
You suck.
Why did he get a new phone number?
Cause, I don't know, because he's broke.
So he's obviously
listening.
So he's
obviously going to spend his money on a new phone.
He's listening then, right?
I would assume.
Obviously.
I don't know.
Obviously. And who was right about that? This one.
Don't you think that Matthew should tell his employers, Cameron and I, that he has a new phone number?
No.
Wait, to call him? Did he not? Did he not text you from his old number earlier today?
He texted Cameron from his old number. He doesn't text me.
So when did he get this said phone?
I don't know. That is
probably,
so loud.
Probably when he was too sick to go to work.
We're just going to find out how sick he is and then hang up.
Find out when he got his phone first.
He's okay. Not answering.
Okay.
So, he's a dumbass.
Two questions.
He literally sent you this phone number,
and you're
right?
Writing them down because you're not
phone.
Gonna... Win phone. How sick.
How sick.
Leave a message after
Are
the
you
beep.
Kidding me? He's double playing us.
Die.
Dak ass. I think he said Dak ass.
Dak ass. I hope that's his number. I really hope
If not, they're going to call
For
him
For all
die.
We know, that Dak is a stranger who just sent us a text message like, hey, here's my new phone number. Oh, okay.
Die, Dak ass.
Well, at least this is one of the most fun episodes
or
we've ever
Cameron
done.
Typed it wrong, and there's just some guy
This is
that
what
gets
we needed all along. No pressure. We're doomed to fail. Let's just balls to the wall. We've been like that already.
Like
though.
There's pressure ever on us to do good.
I can't believe
I don't really feel like doing a show this week.
That's
okay,
why we're in 18th place, and no one cares.
I can't
there's
believe
no
he didn't answer.
No, oh, I can. He's incredibly dumb.
Can we, like, push him into a lake?
We certainly can.
And we're in 13th place.
Can he swim?
Out of 18
really
or out of 13?
Not able to swim.
That's out of...
out of 13.
That's out of 19. Well, technically it's out of 17. Because there's one show in here called Notice, which is not a show. It shows them our numbers. And then the live stream counts. Technically it's number one.
The live stream is number one?
Well, yeah, because we
So we're number one right now!
Yeah, if we're going to live in a world of technicalities, everyone's had a chance at this number one spot.
Well, I'm in the world of technicalities.
I don't think even technically we're number one right now.
Just let me have this moment.
Hey, by the way, that number we just called, they just sent us a text. This is the guy from South Carolina.
Who's the guy from South Carolina?
I don't know.
I understand.
I don't know anyone.
Do you know?
I understand.
The guy?
I
the girl.
I know I what this is. Reference. I think I get this.
I don't know why the guy from South Carolina didn't answer his phone.
Should we call him back?
No, we said die, deck ass. We'll just leave it at that.
Just leave it.
Well, he might be listening,
well,
too.
He
so.
Is watching live, yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We can call him back if we want.
No, it's not. Let's not.
Okay, over right. It.
I think die, deck ass is probably the best way to leave someone.
Ah!
I think it's over.
Yeah.
When you say didac ass, it's done.
Which does make more sense with Matt than Matthew.
But who is the guy in South Carolina? Why do I not know about him?
He's just a guy in South Carolina.
Wow, way to explain that one.
Oh, I don't know how else to explain it. He's a man who's called into many duo shows before, and he's the guy from South Carolina.
But then how have I never heard of him before? Because I've heard of the other girls.
He doesn't call in. He doesn't call into life very often. This is actually the first time I think he's ever called into our show or interacted with our show.
Technically, he didn't call in. We called him.
That's also true. So, see? There you go.
How did Matt have his number?
No, that was the same
guy.
He said his name was Matt.
We just figured since we were trying to call Matt.
I get
so he sent us a trick message to get you to call him.
And then he didn't answer.
And then he didn't answer his phone.
By the way, he's a jackass.
He just said, I'm feeling the love.
Well, he is getting his 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, well, I hope someone adds dackass to the Urban Dictionary.
He just sent us a message that says, die jackasses.
He's also drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's cool. It's cool. So are we, kind of. Drugs, meth.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, Cameron did eat a lot of beer bread.
Oh, there's beer in that?
Yeah, real beer.
Yeah, real
Sweet.
Beer.
A whole bottle.
I'm going to be so fat.
Yep.
Hence the name beer bread.
There's still a lot of...
I thought it was just bread, and then I poured butter all over it.
Nom, nom, nom.
Wait, what show's tomorrow? Real talk?
Real talk's not going to happen tomorrow. She's going to Colorado tomorrow.
Oh.
She found out yesterday that she was going to Colorado.
How do you feel about people who just take random days off from shows?
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
Well, at least you get that time off. You can spend it with your doggy.
She's okay.
Katrina is now trying to give you a silver lining because she is one of these people that is now leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Does sound like
you should play one of my other ones.
Oh, do you want me to go to the other board?
Yeah, go to the other board and play my other
sound. This is almost
effects.
Your tradition now. We gotta go to another.
It's sad that
this takes forever. What?
I want to say this, but I know you're gonna do it. But you could really put a combination with that.
Like, what do you mean?
With the moan?
Oh, you mean like a this type of thing, like a.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Did we don't? We did talk about that on last show, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's
totally,
good.
You're totally missing the
This
marker.
Needs to be on repeat.
No.
It absolutely needs to be on repeat. Now I can do this. Now, what are you saying about linking them together? What do you mean?
With the number so four? Hard. How could you not? I'm getting it so hard.
Like that?
Or the other way around.
Tom Hanks is in there. I don't even know how that happened.
Sneaky little bastard.
He just slips in everywhere.
Yeah. Ooh.
He just came out of nowhere.
I hate him.
All right, let's see here. So Cameron's on the show right now. So we got this.
Yeah. This is my gangster intro music whenever they mention me on the Lost Tribe.
So you only have two clips on here, Bleeding Anus and Baby Hands is what it appears.
Yeah, those are both great.
Yeah, you just want me to play the anus one, don't you?
Yeah.
My anus is bleeding.
His expression.
His pure joy every
it's
time.
It's just like a child like lighting up at Christmas.
He even did like a little head bobble. Like.
What the fuck are you talking
That's
about?
My other favorite one.
Now you did that one on purpose.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Yeah. Moneyball.
Is that from Moneyball?
Yeah.
That's why it's labeled
is
Moneyball.
Is that the one where everyone wins the lottery?
Yeah. Rat race?
And they all die.
Yeah, and then they all die.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Beautiful.
Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children.
Okay, you teach those children. Oh, no, that's a whole skit.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to play that one.
It's time for today's hip-hop quote of the week.
Who don't got no bitch?
That one's great.
Okay, all right. I would really like this one to magically appear on my board.
Yeah.
If at all possible, I really enjoy that cougar.
Aw.
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 We could do this, you know, like...
Aw. 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 That's the worst sexual experience ever.
She seems to enjoy it.
If I were involved in that one, I'd just put, can you guys shut up?
No, that's probably the guy outside the window.
Oh, Betty Lou, they let the cougar loose.
Now you'd be the horse.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Oh.
Did you enjoy that?
Nope.
That was a good
that
ending.
That was some mastery.
I like the... Yeah, I was going to say, I like the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good mastery.
Busting great. Always makes me feel good.
Tell you one thing, the Lost Tribe can't play cards like that.
Uh-uh. Yeah, they just hit them all at once. Yeah. They Matthew it.
Hold on, down on good.
Got him!
Even that?
That worked. That was
that worked out really well.
Yeah.
Way
yeah.
better than they did.
And I just slapped the keyboard. So, like Cameron, I fail with grace. Even when I try to fail, I can't.
Just so good.
Mm. So just good. So good, he says.
Sure, keep telling yourselves that.
I'm so good.
I'm so good. So, anyway, what didn't we cover today?
All of it.
Moving, we covered pretty in depth.
Stop.
I think.
No, that's not even at all what I was going to say with the moving.
Well,
the only thing I was going to say is Mark apparently had a friend up there that was going to live in the Overland Park area and has, I'm going to call it a realtor, but it's not a realtor, but they help, like, find apartments that you let are within your price range and have the things you want. So then, like, you can...
You know, there's also a thing called the internet that does that pretty well.
Yeah, but instead of us spending hours going through all of the apartments within Overland Park, Lenexa, Gardner... Okay.
Well, Gardner,
other...
huh?
That's where my brother lives.
I know. You gonna move close to Trevor?
I am.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You okay with that?
That's my whole purpose.
Is he okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. But anyway.
Eat shit, die.
That way they...
I'm moving in next to you.
They can also go through the whole rigmarole about finding out where Lucy can go and within the prices with that instead of us having to call everywhere. Because the first place I called, they're like, we don't take Great Danes.
Yeah.
What?
Cameron can relate to the whole we don't take dogs situation. He is trying to find an apartment as well, and it's impossible.
I thought he found one.
There's this whole thing.
Well, all the apartments in Manhattan, say they don't take dogs, but then you have to like talk to management and finagle your way into getting.
Yeah, you got to rub them out real quick, get them excited about it. She's adorable. Here,
she has to overbite. You take her with you on the visits.
Yeah, look at her. Look at her.
Can you deny her entrance?
She
needs a home, too.
Look at her bite. We got to pay for braces, man. Don't make us be homeless, too.
Dog braces. Yeah, right.
That's a real thing. Braces are real.
That's stupid.
And Allison's going to live to be 20, possibly, so we might as well.
My parents took my dog to the vet once, and they were like, oh, your dog needs braces, and it costs a ton of money.
I would imagine. And the
Human braces cost well over $1,000. I can only imagine what dogs cost.
Hey, is there some money in that fridge fund over there?
Yep, there's a dollar.
We should take that money with us.
A dollar.
Just be hilarious. Take that money. Okay, real quick, because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
What about your nails?
I quit biting them. I don't know what happened. This was before I was on crack.
Okay. Back doctor.
2 weeks now.
Chiropractor.
I was in so much pain that I actually went and got a heating pad because my neck has been killing me for like a week now.
Okay. Is that so it?
Yeah.
You just want to go to the, it's not better. You still got to go.
No, it fucking hurts.
Wedding?
Mark and I are in a disagreement about photos right now.
Uh-oh.
And like, it's just really weird to me because I'm like, okay, what kind of photos do you want to take? And I'm like, pictures with mom and dad, pictures with, you know, Trevor and the family.
So what does he want that you don't?
No, it's just, it's weird because it's what they do up there that we don't do here. Is he wants to take a picture with his mom and dad. Then he wants to take a picture with one sister with her husband and kids.
Okay.
And then one picture with the other sister and her husband. And then a picture of everyone together. And then a picture of just the siblings without the kids.
Okay.
It's just weird.
That doesn't seem like that much of
Is there like some limit to the amount of pictures you can take?
No, it's weird to me that he would take a picture with one sister, her husband, and kids and not just do the siblings together and doing them separately. Like, that's just weird to me.
I think some people do them separately because then they get one special moment with that sibling.
Okay.
But I mean,
we don't have time
it takes
to discuss
5 minutes, so it's just, it's not a special moment? Because
I don't get it. Okay.
That's all.
And school and money.
I'm broke. I got my taxes back and thought I'd put them to my student loans. Nope. My licensing exam. Freaking have to pay for Microsoft Word because it's apparently a yearly subscription when I bought the thing. Fucking jackass.
Yep. That sucks. Okay. We're going to take our final break.
Okay.
And we will be back to wrap up the show. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
On the Internet.
I liked it. It was good. Worked really well. So anyway, this is the final segment. This is the time where we stop talking about the show and we just tell you to watch us next week, which is something I'll only be able to do probably the next 3 or 4 episodes, not consecutively, as we will take long breaks, we learned earlier today. But either way, we will be back next week. It's a true factoid that we will be here next week on Wednesday.
Woo!
8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. Of course, if you can't watch us live, for which there is no excuse,
none,
then you can check out new episodes on Thursday, of course, at duo.com. And follow us on Twitter at OTInternet. I would promise to tweet more, but
we know that's not gonna happen.
I shouldn't lie to my audience. I've heard it's not polite to do. So, yeah. Anyway, any final thoughts, Katrina?
Not really.
Okay. Well, good show today. I enjoy doing it with a bipolar co-host.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.